the Morning News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 58. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 748 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 in the state. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 3,063,735 cases, including 33,328 deaths in Illinois. As of Sunday night, 461 individuals were reported to be in the hospital with COVID. Of those, 59 were in the ICU and 31 on ventilators. The preliminary 7-day statewide positivity for cases as a percent of total tests from March 21st through the 27th is 1.5%. The preliminary 7-day statewide test positivity from the same time frame is 1.7%. A total of 21,333,503 vaccines have been administered in Illinois as of Sunday night. 4,267,587 were booster doses. The 7-day rolling average of vaccines administered daily is 7,107. Over the weekend, 17,946 doses were reportedly administered in the state. Of those, 7,946 were booster doses. The Illinois Department of Public Health also announced Friday that in response to a sharp drop in the demand for COVID-19 testing services at the 10 community-based testing sites and the anticipated end of federal funding, operations at the locations will end on March 31st. IDPH previewed that operations would be winding down when the mask mandate was lifted and has seen traffic at the sites, which carried out more than 1.5 million tests in total throughout the operation, dropped precipitously in recent weeks. The sites are currently handling less than 1% of the tests being conducted statewide. More news after this break.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with whom? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Visit CSI Insurance Brokers in Fairfield today at CSIinsuranceBrokers.com.
Lots of words come to mind when you think of Eubinger's Furniture Company, like cozy, inviting, plush, supportive, and comfortable. That's because we're known for being able to help our customers find the exact piece of furniture or bedding that fits the style and comfort level they want. Eubinger's knows that your home is your castle, and you deserve to make it exactly how you want it. So when you're ready to make those furniture dreams come true, shop Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
And now the rest of the news. Kindergarten registration for the 2022-23 school year will be held on Friday, April the 1st at Jasper School from 1 until 3 p.m. in the cafeteria. This is for all students who will be entering kindergarten in the fall at Jasper School. Children are eligible to attend school next year if they will be 5 years of age on or before September the 1st. Parents should bring a certified copy of the child's birth certificate, immunization records, social security number, and proof of residence in the Jasper School District. Incoming kindergarten students will need to have a vision exam, dental exam, and physical exam upon the final day of registration in July. Questions concerning kindergarten registration should be directed to Ms. Sherry Berger, Jasper School Principal, or Kayla Cessna, Jasper School Secretary at 842-3048. The Fairfield Park District is still accepting applications for lifeguards and pool manager. The deadline to apply is April the 13th. Applications can be picked up at the Park Maintenance Building or at Faye and Rice Law Office at 115 Northeast 3rd Street. They can also be obtained by calling 842-2666. Lifeguard training and recertification will be provided at the Fairfield Pool free of charge. The Fairfield Kiwanis Club will hold its 31st annual Pancake Day on Saturday, April the 2nd, at the Community of Christ Church. The event will run from 6:30 until 10, and the menu will consist of pancakes and syrup with sugar-free options available, sausage, coffee, orange juice, and milk. Tickets are $6 and carryouts are available. Advance tickets may be purchased from any Kiwanis member. Mill Shoals will have their Easter egg hunt on Saturday, April the 2nd at Steph's Coffee Shop in Mill Shoals. Age groups are babies through age 3, ages 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, and 9-year-olds, and 10 through 100. Candy and cash-filled eggs, as well as prizes, will be hidden on the lawn for each age group, with some unique gifts including gift certificates, coupons for bakery goods, and cash eggs. Plus, there will be a drawing for 2 Easter basket cakes and a skateland party for 10. In the event of rain, the hunt will be held on Sunday, April the 3rd. Sisney FFA members Emma Hedrick, Kevin Heider, Riley Beckel, and Avery Smith participated in the 2022 State Awards Day held March the 26th at Eisenhower High School in Decatur. Heider received second place in AgriScience Research Plant Systems, and Smith earned second place in Agricultural Sales Entrepreneurship. Students advanced through Section and District Proficiency Award judging to qualify for state interview competition, which is limited to the top 5 FFA members in Illinois for each of the 47 Proficiency Award areas. At around 8:30 on Sunday, an officer with the White County Sheriff's Department was dispatched to 1118 Valter Drive in reference to an active domestic dispute between 31-year-old Brittany Rankin and 54-year-old Melinda Rankin. When officers arrived, the Carmine Police Department was already at the residence. The city officer stated that when he arrived, Brittany was screaming and cursing loudly in the house. An officer then spoke with Melinda, and she stated Brittany got very upset and started throwing things around the house. Melinda filed a written statement and signed a complaint for disorderly conduct. Brittany was arrested and taken to the White County Jail. Bond was set at $100, and no court date has been set at this time. A St. Louis man is being held in the White County Jail following a traffic stop. On Friday, March 25th, 29-year-old Matthew Dominic Stewart of 5329 Minnesota Avenue in St. Louis was stopped for expired registration. The vehicle registration was also on the wrong vehicle. During the stop, probable cause was developed, and a search of the vehicle yielded 288.87 grams of cannabis, as well as 19 grams of cannabis THC-infused edibles. Stewart was cited for operating a vehicle without evidence of registration, possession of cannabis in a motor vehicle by a driver, and unlawful use of a registration. He was additionally charged with possession of cannabis, 100 to 500 grams. Stewart appeared in court yesterday morning, and court records have not yet been updated at this time. Authorities say a property tax scam is being ran on folks throughout several downstate counties. Residents are being called by individuals saying they are county office staff workers or property tax buyers, asking the property owner to pay property taxes or else they will lose the property. It's been reported that some area property owners have already been scammed and have paid money to the individuals. The public is reminded that the local county offices will never call property owners, asking or telling them that property taxes must be paid. All information from the county only comes in the mail, and most often it is certified mail showing who it's from. If someone has been a victim of such a scam, they should contact their local law enforcement agencies. The Grayville City Council met in regular session Monday night. After approval of the consent agenda, the treasurer reported $1,914,132.88 in the restricted account, $935,328.25 in the investment account, and $454,549.85 in cash available for operations, for a total of $3,304,110.98. The treasurer also reported the city had received $35,328.98 in tax revenue from White County since the last meeting. TIF 1 received $61,296.42. TIF 2 received $772.35. And the library received $2,035.37. Commissioner Jordan reported the latest oil revenue at $1,086.79 and reminded council members that the budget hearing is set for the next scheduled meeting. During recognition of visitors, the council heard from Lim Thompson, who is upset about pool drainage water entering her carport from an alleyway. The council also heard from Sunrise Sanitation, who requested trash pickup be rescheduled from Mondays to Thursdays. Currently, the Grayville route is picked up with Fairfield's trash on Mondays, but by switching to Thursday's routes and being picked up at the same time as Albion's scheduled route, Sunshine would save around 30 miles. This would help avoid a rate increase. Sunshine says under the proposal, they would pick up trash as usual on Monday, April the 11th, with an additional pickup on Thursday, April the 14th, to help ease the transition. Scheduled pickup would then move to Thursdays permanently, beginning April the 21st. The council is considering the request and will vote on it at the next meeting. In old business, the mayor and Commissioner Howell are going to be in attendance at the next Albion City Council meeting on April the 4th to gain more information on the progress of the water filtration plant plans. The council also approved the bid from O'Daniels for paving of the police department parking lot in the amount of $32,237 for 3-inch thick asphalt, as well as a bid from Thomason Heating and Air for heat and air installation at the police department for $9,643 for split units. In new business, the council approved the bid from K&K Small Jobs for mowing of parcels including I-64 Plaza, Industrial Park South Frontage, Grayville Memorial Park, Hilltop Campground, the Lagoon, the Water Tower, Route 1 Right-of-Ways, the Old Sewer Plant, Old Cable Vision, and 611 Water Street, for the amount of $15,400. Also approved was TIF assistance for Mandy's Restaurant for roof and electrical repairs for $22,990, and the TIF request from Buy You Boutique was tabled due to a last-minute inclusion of a revolving loan request. It was decided that the city will match last year's donation of $7,500 to the Grayville Senior Citizens Center. The mayor reported that this year the senior citizens had delivered 368 meals and served 245 dine-in meals. They also hold free blood pressure and blood sugar checks the second Tuesday of each month from 10 to 11, courtesy of Meadowbrook Nursing and Rehabilitation. Also in new business, the council approved the application for the IEPA Wastewater Treatment Plant Energy Efficiency Grant to make upgrades that could potentially save up to $16,000 per year in future operations. And the pool reports all lifeguards and managers from last year have been retained for this year, along with 8 new applicants. Training for the new lifeguards will take place in Evansville to ensure readiness and time for opening day. Cost of the training is $250 per person, and the council approved the city once again paying half upon completion of training. The next Grayville City Council meeting is scheduled for Monday, April the 11th at 7 o'clock in Grayville City Hall. There's a renewed push for legislation aimed at attracting more volunteer firefighters and emergency workers. The bill creates a $500 income tax credit for those volunteering as firefighters or EMTs in their community. It's sponsored by Senator Christopher Belt of East St. Louis. Belt says the goal of the incentive is to address the recruitment and retention issues facing these workforces in addition to thanking and honoring them for their invaluable service to the state. The bill is currently pending in the House. The river stages as of this morning, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 21.72 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.91 feet. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 10.21 feet. Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 3.16 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi, 17.6 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 20.39 feet. And today's crude oil price is $98.96, down $7.94 from yesterday. The May crude oil price is $106.15, down $3.49 since yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Ray's Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your needs with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. Ray's offers road tilling and driveway tilling to smooth out those spots for residential or for townships. They also deliver gravel for your driveway. Ray's has American steel carports, storage buildings, and A-frame style garages in various sizes and colors. Only a small down payment when ordered and payment in full when installed or financing is now available. Ray's Rental now has a 1- and 2-bedroom houses for rent for as little as $350. No pets allowed. Call 618-516-1602. That is 618-516-1602. Ray's Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your needs with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. If you need road tilling, driveway tilling, or need gravel for your driveway, give Ray's a call today.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 22-year-old Carmi resident Michael Joseph Serafini II died on Tuesday, March 22nd. Services will be today at 3 at Campbell Funeral Home, with visitation from 1 until service time. Burial will follow at White County Memorial Gardens. 96-year-old Burnt Prairie resident Jacqueline Wilma Carter died on Wednesday, March the 23rd. Services will be today at 10 at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home with burial at Maple Hill Cemetery. Former Fairfield resident Wilburn Lee Briley, 74, of Caven Rock, died on Friday, March the 25th. Visitation will be today from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. He will be cremated following the visitation, and his ashes will be interred in Maple Hill Cemetery at a later date. Larry Gene Bright, 78, of Orchardville, died Friday, March 25th. A funeral ceremony for Larry will begin at 11 a.m. today at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Visitation will be from 10 until 11 a.m., with burial to follow at Jacobs Chapel Cemetery in Orchardville. Randy L. Hockman, 56, of Zinnia, died Saturday, March 26th. Services for Randy will begin at 4 p.m. today at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Burial will follow at Powers Cemetery, south of Zinnia. Visitation is today from 2 until 4 p.m. at the funeral home. 73-year-old Johnsonville resident Sharon Faye Carr died on Monday, March 21st. Services will be on Saturday, April the 2nd, at 2 at Johnsonville United Methodist Church. Visitation will be from 1 until service time. Frank and Bright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 95-year-old Wayne City resident Eber Eugene Burgess died Friday, March 25th. In accordance with his wishes, his body will be cremated and there will be no formal services. 66-year-old McLeansboro resident Deborah J. Reed died on Friday, March 25th. Per Deborah's wishes, cremation will be accorded and a private family memorial and scattering of ashes will take place at a later date. 93-year-old Albion resident Roberta Neal died Friday, March the 25th. Roberta is survived by her children, Judy, John, Kelly, Gina, Matthew, Sam, Andy, Robbie, Caitlin, Jenna, Kelsey, Christian, Rachel, Faith, and Olivia. Two great-grandchildren, a sister Lois, and numerous nieces and nephews. Services will be held on Wednesday, March 30th at noon at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Visitation will be from 10 until noon at the funeral home, with interment at Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. 77-year-old Papertown resident Elsie M. Braddock died on Saturday, March the 26th. Survivors include her husband Will, children Karen and Cam, two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, brothers Rick and Rock, along with many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Funeral services will be at 2 p.m. on Friday, April the 1st, at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial to follow in Garrison Temple Cemetery in Blueford. Visitation will be from 1 p.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 58. We'll have a full forecast along with current temperatures right after sports. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Others have come and gone the past 70 years, but their dedication of superior service has helped them thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. They deliver quality Speed Queen products, and if you ever call them for service, they are in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. Sean Rush is inviting you to check out Speed Queen washer and dryer pairs at Rush Appliance and Furniture in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
TOC Direct Media is bringing Jeff Bodart and Robert Haysmith to Vincennes Saturday, April 16th at the Eagles Lodge on Willow Street for a night of comedy. Tickets are on sale now at tocbigdeals.com. Tickets are limited, so get yours today. A cash bar and food will be available during the event. You must be 18 to enter, 21 to purchase alcohol. Get your tickets today at tocbigdeals.com. Brought to you by TOC Direct Media.
If you've ever been thinking about new flooring,
now's the time.
Slay's Carpet and Carmi's 25th anniversary flooring sale is April 8th and 9th.
Closeout sales on many items.
Better than ever prices on carpet,
sheet vinyl,
vinyl plank,
remnants and more.
Some as low as 99 cents a square foot.
The Slay's Carpet 25th anniversary sale happens April 8th and 9th only.
Look for the big tits.
Slay's Carpet, East Main and Carmine. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said it's a big tent sale. Tent!
Slay's Carpet, East Main and Carmine, April 8th and 9th.
It's time for a Tuesday check of sports. High school softball from yesterday. FCHS a 16-0 winner over Clay City North Clay. Edwards County tops Lawrenceville 12-2. Hamilton County beats Wayne City 19-0. Woodlawn 19, Weber 0. Effingham St. Anthony blanks Flora 6-0. El Dorado over Galatia Thompsonville 10-0. Harrisburg beats DuCoin 10-1. Mount Vernon over Waltonville Cesar Valier 20-8. And Totopolis beats Olney Richland County 9-4. In high school baseball, it was Sisney over NCOE 12-3. Lawrenceville, a 5-1 winner over Edwards County. Hamilton County, 20. Carrier Mills, Stone, 4-3. Alney Richland County gets by Mattoon, 9-8. Grant Community beats Harrisburg, 9-7. Benton over Mount Vernon by the count of 3-2. In junior high track action from Monday, it was Center Street over Wayne City 85-42 in a boys' meet. In the girls' meet, it was Center Street over Wayne City 98.5-28.5. In Major League Baseball spring training action from yesterday, Astros get by the Cardinals 2-1, Cubs double up the Reds 4-2, and the Padres beat the White Sox by the count of 9-8. In the NBA, Knicks over the Bulls 109-104. Hawks beat the Pacers 132-123. In the NHL, Blues beat the Canucks 4-1. Sabres get by the Blackhawks by the count of 6-5. You can check out the complete scoreboard at our website, WFIWradio.com. Albert Pujols says this will be his last year in the majors. Pujols agreed to a one-year deal worth $2.5 million with the Cardinals, where he'll finish out his career as a designated hitter. Pujols enters the season with 679 career home runs. He combined to bat .236 with the Angels and Dodgers last season. The NFL has announced a series of policy enhancements to address the league's ongoing diversity efforts. Starting in the 2022 season, all 32 teams will hire a minority offensive assistant coach. This coach can be a female or a member of an ethnic or racial minority, according to the policy adopted by the owners at their annual meeting. The coach must work closely with the head coach and offensive staff with the goal of increasing minority participation in the pool of offensive coaches. The NFL is also adding women to the language of the Rooney Rule at all levels. The NFL has also announced that Detroit will host the 2024 NFL Draft. This year's NFL Draft is next month in Las Vegas. Kansas City will host the draft in 2023. Here's your schedule for today. In high school baseball, FCHS is at Olney Richland County. In high school softball, FCHS plays at Olney Richland County. High school track and field, the FCHS boys and girls host a meet at the train yard. In college baseball, Frontier is at Southeastern Illinois College. Major League Baseball spring training action today. Cubs host the Diamondbacks. Brewers at the Guardians, Padres at the Giants, Reds at the Rangers, Angels at the Rockies, Royals at the Mariners, A's at the Dodgers, Nationals at the Astros, Red Sox at the Pirates, Twins at the Rays, Phillies at the Yankees, and the Mets at the Marlins. NBA action tonight has the Bulls at the Wizards, Bucks at the 76ers, Pistons at the Knicks, Lakers at the Mavericks, and the Jazz at the Clippers. In the NHL, it's the Maple Leafs in Boston, Hurricanes at the Lightning, Canadiens at the Panthers, Rangers at the Penguins, Islanders at the Columbus Blue Jackets, Senators at the Predators, Flyers at the Wild, Avalanche at the Flames, and the Stars at the Ducks. That is a Tuesday check of sports. Your Classic Hits Fairfield area weather forecast. Cloudy skies today, high 58. Cloudy tonight, temps rising into the low 60s overnight. Showers, thunderstorms are possible on Wednesday with a high 73. Clouds 48 on Thursday, and for Friday, sunshine with a high 54. Overnight low 39, yesterday's high was 55. Currently, humidity at 50%. Winds out of the east at 9 miles an hour, and the pressure is at 30.16 and falling. Cloudy skies right now and 42 here at the WFIW Studios east of Fairfield.